The Upper Hunter Show is coming up this weekend. Joining us to have a chat about everything that's happening from the committee is Garth Belford. Garth, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. How you going?
Not too bad at all. You guys have been working for, what, 12 months to put this together?
Yeah, it takes a while to put a show together. Exactly. Yeah,
it does. There's been a bit of conversation on this show recently. A lot of people are concerned about the issue of being able to having to buy tickets online or buy them before the show as opposed to on the day. What's your response?
Okay, our response is that the decision was made a few months back in relation to this when COVID was running rampant and the government were advising us to not handle as cash as readily as we normally do.
Yep.
And you'll find that a lot of businesses took that advice on and everything was by card.
Yes.
So we made a decision back then to do it online and so that there wouldn't be that transfer of cash and the option of transfer of any sick. So that was our way of looking out for the community. We decided to do that. Secondly, if you recall, last time it was pouring rain and we had a line up like a mile long way up the road, and there was causing frustration with people sorting through their cash, trying to get their money out to pay for the tickets. So we decided, all in all, let's just make it a cashless gate entry.
Yep.
And it's only the gate entry that's cashless. None of the rides or none of the food. They are up to
you can
the
still
individual.
Get your Dagwood dog and pay $5.
Pay whatever with cash for your Dagwood dog or for your rides that you have there. But yeah, it's just our option for the gate as we decided to do this. And it's working well. We just have a few people that aren't happy with it, but the majority of people are content to do that.
Is it one of these things that after the show it'll be revisited to discuss again for 2023?
Obviously, we will have a debrief.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at anything, if you want to go to any event today, or go on a flight or anything, you have to book it online anyway. So it's the way the world is going, you know. And to me, it's an ease of operation because you just get your stuff and you get ready and you go in. And,
I guess the only issue is people who buy their tickets beforehand and then it buckets down with rain and they think, oh, look, I'm not going to go. And they've done their cash under those circumstances.
Yeah, it's true. I was thinking about that myself last night. And I know a dollar's a dollar, but it's not a huge outlay that you're outlaying if that happens to happen. But the forecast is 1% chance of rain.
Compared to last
days.
Year, that's fantastic.
I know. So I've been watching that quite hard. And
I'll bet you have.
Last night, again, it was 1%. So, you know, going to be beautiful weather all weekend. So,
all right. Yeah. Which means let's get down to brass tacks. What will we be able to enjoy at the show this year?
Okay, there's two full days of entertainment that's going to be happening. We've got, there'll be show jumping with the horses that are happening. There'll be the cattle on the display. There'll be the poultry on display. All the good country things are there for us to enjoy while we're there. Also, there will be the rodeo. I said the wrong word earlier.
Did you say rodeo? I had a mate that did that. Yeah. And he's never lived it down.
Yes, I did. So it's rodeo. It's happening on the Friday night, and that's going to be a great event.
It always is.
Yeah. And so there'll be music happening there as well. Throughout the weekend, there'll be the wood chopping. So there'll be Rooftop Express. That was that guy with the cow. That
Dave Manchin. I have actually been trying to call him over the last couple of days because I know it seems like a simple sort of thing, but it's so much fun to watch. He's such a showman, and at the end of the day, he gets that, and I've been corrected on this recently, that huge American bison up on the top of the rooftop of his truck.
It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. And I believe he's got a new routine this year. I'm not 100% sure what's different, but something is different.
Oh, so I look forward to seeing that.
Looking forward to seeing that, So, wife carrying. Guys, start carrying your wives today. Pick them up on your shoulder, run them around the house just to get yourself fit.
My wife says she's sick of carrying me.
I can imagine. What are we going to look at now? Did I mention wood chopping is going to be happening? There's a lady coming with, she's called the Honey Bee Lady.
Right.
And she's going to be doing demonstrations of her beehives and that sort of stuff. And she'll be selling honey and different products as well. But
nice.
Yeah, just an option for people to look at what happens inside of a beehive. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Polo cross is going to be on, which is great. The lawnmower races, remember them? We did them last
year. Those guys were fantastic. Yeah, if anyone really enjoyed the mud last year, it was those blokes.
Yeah, they did. They had a ball in that. So that was really good to see. The animal nursery is going to be there for the kids. The kids always love that that animal nursery. The showgirl will be happening, tent pegging, wood chopping, which is always a great
attraction. You can't have a show without the wood chopping, girl.
I love it. I really enjoyed that last time for sure. The pavilion, Mark's over there right now, stocking up the pavilion. And yeah, so that's going to be a good place there. The Demo Derby.
Yeah.
It's happening as well. So, and there's so much more things that are happening. Fireworks on Saturday night, which is going to be a great thing. Last time we did the fireworks, I was so impressed with them.
Yes.
They were better than any I've ever seen, I think.
I got to say, one of the things, so last year my wife and daughters were here at the time, and we went through the pavilion looking at all the wonderful things that locals had created.
Yep.
And it's just an absolute joy to experience that.
It is. And we get quite an array of things there from different walks of life. A lot of the disability services, they put things in. And it's such a joy to see the expression on the people's face when they come around and they see their work on display.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was chatting with a few of them last time and they were overjoyed to see that they got a ribbon on their thing that they'd made. So, yeah, no, that's a good opportunity for them as
All right. It's going to be a wonderful show. Make sure you get those tickets beforehand or online as discussed earlier. Garth Bill. Milford, obviously, we're all praying for beautiful sunny skies for
Absolutely.
The Upper Hunter show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.